Thanks again for joining us at Cultivating Hearts. We finished Philippians 4 last week, and we are going to be talking about Genesis 24. And the question out there is, have you ever had someone that was serving you go beyond what you expected?
Yeah. You know, over Christmas break, I was reading in my Life Application Bible, and I saw that phrase, are you a leader that goes beyond the expected? And I'm like, wow, God, that's a word worth meditating on and really allowing you to ask a lot of questions in my heart if I am the person, the kind of person that does that. And I remembered a time in my life where I had some people that went way beyond the expected. I was in college, very poor. I lived in the Fifth Ward of Houston, Texas. And the University of Houston, where I went to school, was on the opposite side of the outskirts of town where I was on living in the Fifth Ward. And normally I would drive up on the overpass and go around the city to get to the school because it was quicker. But for whatever reason, on this particular day, I chose to drive through downtown. I don't know why I did. Well, I had a really old car, a clunker. I mean, like a clunker car. Like I paid, I think, like maybe $300 for it. But it gazzled enough gas that I was paying for the car over and over and over. And I get through over this overpass. I mean, not overpass, but like a bridge kind of thing. Into the downtown proper, and I get to this light, and I'm the first in line, and at 7:30 a.m. in rush hour traffic, my car goes, and it dies. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I kept trying, and I have cars honking. I mean, it's just bad, and I'm there for a long time trying to get my car start, and it's like, you know, car's messed up. And all of a sudden, I'm frightened because there's this on the window. And it's a police officer. And he yells at me and he says, you have to move the car. And I'm like, I can't. It won't go. And I'm trying. And he's like, you have to move the car. And I'm like, I can't. And I try, you know. And he's like, roll down the window. And I actually looked at the police officer and said, no. In that split second, I was terrified that, oh no, if I roll down the window, he's going to take my keys, he's going to tow my car, I'm not going to get my car out of hock, I'm not going to be able to get to school, and I don't have the money for gas, and I don't have, you know, I'm like, a thousand things are going through my head, and I start literally arguing with the police officer that I was not going to get out of the car, and just kept ignoring him and trying to get the car to start. And he's yelling at me, and I'm trying, and I'm getting more nervous as it's happening. And then all of a sudden over dispatch, he hears this kind of thing. And he's talking, and some men come running up behind my car. And they talk to him, and they're like, hi, we're the firemen of fire station. And I want to say it was station 58, but I'm not positive anymore because that was a really long time ago. And he said, we heard over dispatch what's going on, that you're having trouble with this college girl that can't move her car. And he goes, we'll push her over to the station. And the police officer says, fine, she's yours. And he walks off, and the firemen take over. They knock on my window. Hi, we're going to help you. And could you put your car into neutral? And we want you to turn right, and we're going to guide you into the fire station across the overpass right there. So the overpass, I had just come up, there's a fire station. And they get my car, they push me to the station. And we get to the station, and that should be it. You know, they got me out of safety. They opened up the road, so downtown's free again because Tara's not blocking the way. And they're like, give us your keys. And I'm like, why? What are you going to do? And they're like, we're going to look to see what's going on, why your car wouldn't start. Oh, I'm okay. And they go, come with us. And some of them put their arm around me, and they walk me in, and they start making me breakfast. And because they're in the kitchen, and they're cooking their morning breakfast, and they are so making fun of me, I start laughing at myself. Like, what are you going to do? Stay there forever? I mean, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. It's like they have me laughing at myself at how stupid I was being. And by the time they were done, I was calm, and I had eaten a good breakfast, and then one of the guys came in, and he said, we fixed your car. And I'm like, okay, what was wrong? And he said, well, your battery cable had come loose. You drained your battery, so we filled your battery back up, and you were out of gas pretty much, so we gave you gas, but you also needed an oil change. And so they changed detailed my car.
Wow.
Literally detailed my car, and then handed my keys and said, you know, go. You're done. And I mean, I was blown away I was, it was a very hard, desperate time in my life. And I determined then that I wanted to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
The,
kind.
The mm-hmm. kind of person mm-hmm. that when somebody was in need, they're I would there. Take care of their need. And went off to college. Eventually, I ended up, I wrote a letter to the chief thanking him for how beautiful his men were, because it just blew my mind. When somebody goes beyond the expected, it stops us, and it also causes us to be transformed. We cannot be the same person we were before it happened because mm-hmm. of what happens. And when I read Genesis 24, I was blown away by the example of two people in this passage. And so in the Bible, in Genesis 24, this is what the Bible tells us, that Abraham was old in age. His wife, Sarah, had just passed away. And he is a man who had been blessed by God in so many ways. And he called his oldest and most trusted servant to him and said, I want you to make an oath. I want you to promise me by putting your hand under my thigh that you will not find a wife for my son among the Canaanite people. I want you to go to my relatives and find him a wife. And the servant was like, but what if she won't come back? And Abraham said, you don't need to be afraid or worried, because God, who brought us here and who has promised me this land, and he has promised this land to my descendants, he'll send an angel that will go before you, and he will pave the way for you to find a wife for my son. And the servant put his hand under Abraham's thigh, and he made the oath that he would go and find a wife for his son in the land of his relatives. He immediately got together 10 camels and loaded them up with all the supplies and the drivers and expensive gifts that he was going to take to the family that would be of the wife, and he began the journey. Well, when he got to the outskirts of the town where Abraham's family lived, he stopped at the well on the edge of town, and it was dusk, and he asked that all the camels be brought down to their knees, and then he prayed this prayer to God, and he said, oh God, the God of my master Abraham, please show your loyal love today to my master. Let it be that whatever woman comes to the well and I ask her for a drink, that she says yes, but let me give water to your camels too. Let her be the one that you have chosen to be the wife of my master's son, because you are showing your loyal love to him today. And before he had even finished the prayer, God answered, and the women were coming down to the well. And there was one woman, and she was young, and she was beautiful, and she was a virgin. And she went down, she got the water, she drew it out, and she was getting ready to leave. And he ran up to her, and he said, excuse me, would you give me a drink to drink? And she said, sure, have a drink, and I'll go get water and water your camels too. And she immediately went and watered every single camel till none of them were thirsty. They weren't thirsty at all. And so when she was done, he's like, whose daughter are you? And she said, oh, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor, and Milcah. And immediately he knew that God had sent him to the family of his master. And he worshiped God and praised God because God had shown favor to his master by guiding him directly to the niece of Abraham. And he pulled out a gold nose ring and gold bracelets. He put the nose ring on her and the gold bracelets on her wrists. And she turned and she ran to go tell her family. And she shared with the family what happened. And Laban, as he saw the gold and heard the story, he, her brother, turned and he ran back to the well. And went up to him, and he's like, why are you still here? You need to come back with us. We have a place prepared for you and your animals. And he brought him back and all the camels, and he gave hay to the camels, and he washed the feet of the drivers, and they prepared a meal. And before they were getting ready to sit down for the meal, the servant said, please wait. Let me tell you what has happened and why I'm here. And he said, my master Abraham, who is blessed by God in every way, has asked me to make an oath to come to his land to find him a wife for his son, because his wife in old age gave him a son and he needs a wife, but he didn't want him to marry someone from the Canaanites. He only wanted him to marry someone from his homeland. And he said, I gave the oath to my master, and I traveled here, and at the edge of town, I prayed to God as I stood by the well. I'm like, God, let it be that the one that I asked for a drink, that she will offer to give water to my camels as well. Let her be the one you choose. And that was Rebecca. And Laban said, oh, this is of God. Truly, it is of God. And yes, you may take Rebecca. And so they had their dinner, and they rested that night and slept. And the next morning, the servant went immediately to Laban, and he said, please let me be on my way. And Laban and his mother said, please let us have Rebecca stay for 10 days. And the servant said, no, do not delay, because God has granted me success. He has shown his loyal love to my master. Please show your loyal love to my master, that I may be on my journey, so that he may know I have found a wife for his son. And Laban said, well, let's let Rebecca decide. So they went and got Rebecca, and they brought her in, and they said, will you stay or will you go? And she said, I will go. So they immediately packed up the camels. They got her nurse, they had been her nurse since she was a young child, and some servants, and they packed up and they left. Well, back in the homeland, Isaac had been out in the fields and meditating, and he saw the caravan coming, and Rebecca saw the man in the field, and she got off her camel, and she said to the servant, who is that? And he said, that's my master. And she immediately covered her face. And when they arrived at Isaac was, Abraham's servant told Isaac all that had happened. And so he took Rebecca to be his wife, and he loved her greatly. And she is who God used to give him comfort after the death of his mother. So may God honor the telling of his word.
I love listening to your story.
It's an amazing story. It is such a great story. And you guys, it's like, okay, this is so cool. All right, so cool. Okay, first off, I could go and examine Abraham. I could do Eleazar. We could do Rebecca. We could do Laban. And we could do God. All of them do something that is beyond the expected within their culture. But for our time, we're just going to look at Eleazar and Rebecca and sum it up with God. And then challenge ourselves to learn from them that we might be the same kind of people. So what you need to know is Eleazar had to travel over 500 miles. It was a month's journey in the elements of danger with the expensive gifts that would be used as a bride price. He had to guard and protect, but he was the one that was chosen to choose a spouse. What a trust he was given. Not only did he act without delay, he demonstrated responsibility. He immediately went to planning. He communicated clearly what his mission was, and he did the journey. But when he prayed, he didn't pray for himself. He prayed that the Lord would show his loyal love to his master. When he prayed for Rebecca, he prayed that the Lord would grant him by giving him the person that he needed. But it was so that God would show his loyal love to his master. He prayed that three times. When he talked to Laban, he said, please show your loyal love to my master. So his heart wasn't just that I'm serving, but it was that he would give loyal love to his master. Rebecca, this is the part that blew my mind away. This is so crazy, you guys. So 10 camels. An average camel after a week's journey will drink 25 gallons of water. It took them a month. If they found an oasis a week out, one camel would have had to have had 25 gallons. She had 10 camels. That would have been 250 gallons of water that she would have had to have given. And I've been at Jacob's well. And y'all, this is small. The opening's about 24 inches. It's a little bucket that they use to draw the water out. She is somebody that went beyond the expected. Mm-hmm. Cultural norm says if somebody asked for a drink of water, you would give them the water to the person, but you weren't responsible for watering the animals. And so she went beyond the expected. So I wrote in my notes, holy camel. That was a lot of water she had to draw out.
That was a lot of trips she had to make.
That many pounds of water. 2,000 pounds of water.
That's a lot
That's
of water.
That's a lot of water. That she drew over and over at dusk. And scripture says every camel drank until he was no longer thirsty. And a camel will drink until they're filled, mm-hmm. because that's what they do. They pack the water. Bare minimum, she didn't do the bare minimum. She went beyond the expected. She served when it required sacrifice. So God, how did God go beyond the expected? Well, Eleazar prayed for a girl. Before he was done, God answered. Mm-hmm. Well, he prayed that she would just water the camels and she'd be the girl. But this is what God gave him. She was virtuous. She was young. She was beautiful. She was energetic. She was kind. She was hospitable. She was family-oriented. She was decisive. And she was in tune to her surroundings. She noticed what was going on. He blessed him above and beyond, not just with the woman that was willing to serve, but there. So now you guys can talk because we only have a few minutes left. What does this teach you about going beyond the expected? I mean, like, what has surprised you in this?
Well, I'm just, you know, you think about her and what she did. She served, like you said, beyond because her heart, I think that's the beauty of her, is her heart. Not the outside as much, but she wanted to do whatever she could for this person.
Right. Mm. How about you, Dee?
Oh, no.
No, you're receiving, huh?
Yeah, it's more just, it's just an incredible story. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it shows, like you were saying, a lot of good examples of people who very much went above and beyond what they were expected. But honestly, I think what more sticks out to me in it is just how that is so consistent with God's character, and how he likes to give good gifts. And even when you, like when there's something that you feel you are being led by God to ask for, as Abraham was, when he was sending Eliezer to find a wife for his son. Like, when you're led to do that, it always amazes me how God will answer way above and beyond what you could ever have expected.
So beautiful.
And
he's ahead of the plan here.
Yeah, and in ways where you're like, wait, how?
Yeah.
Like,
are you sure that can happen?
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So.
So this is crazy. We only have 30 seconds left. So here's the deal. What tasks might we need to do that's beyond the expected? So a young person in young maturity, they have to be told what to do. As they mature, they start to do it on their own, and then eventually they become unconscious of doing it. Mm-hmm. Eleazar and Rebecca weren't thinking, I'm going beyond the expected. They were just being a good servant, a good daughter.
Absolutely.
How are you being a good servant, a good daughter, son, wife, husband, worker, ministry leader? And how do you go beyond the expected? God bless.